Welcome to Champion Center Podcast. We believe that by continued listening, you can grow relationally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Listen in now on this worship experience already in progress.
We're in a series right now that is called Scripting and Steering. Scripting, want to say it with me? Scripting and steering. One more time. Scripting and steering. I try to say things on the weekend that have stickability. I'm not really here, and I can say this with sincerity, that I'm not really here to be an impressive orator that you walk away from our services and you just, wow, that was a great message, but I don't really remember any of it. My goal every weekend, I ask the Lord, help me help people. And so these kinds of, you know, verbiage, scripting and steering and some of the things that I'll say, I hope that you'll repeat it. I hope that you'll consider putting some things to memory in your life. Because when I do walk away, and I don't mean this harsh, but when I walk away, I've done my part in your own growth and transformation. And honestly, I walk away and feel that thank you, God, for the opportunity to do what I do, but knowing also that I'm not responsible for who receives or doesn't, who takes it to heart, applies it. Everybody say it's up to me. So I hope you do that. And scripting is a reference, by the way, to the way that words become a script that we live our lives from. And so I'm talking about that. Words that are spoken by us, words spoken to us, words spoken around us, about us, they create a script that we live from. Steering is a reference to the way that words determine the direction of your life. And at the end of the message, I'll come back to this. I'll talk more about it. But again, we are talking about scripting and steering. Scripting and steering. Turn, if you would, to Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, and we'll read it in a minute. But you can go there a little bit ahead of me and wait on me. I'll get there in just a moment. But let's begin with a confession prayer. Can you do that? Just say with me, my heart's open. My mind's ready. Make me better, God. By your word, I receive it. I believe it. I won't be the same again. In Jesus' name. Shout a great big amen. Before I read the scripture, let me just begin with this. Everyone is living from a script originating in your heart. We have a graphic that we're going to put on the screen that we're utilizing in this series. And as you can see, the graphic at the top is source, which is our heart. Everything comes out of our heart. The script is formed, which is our words come out of our heart. And then, you know, the Bible says, by the way, that out of the abundance of your heart, or a man's heart, he speaks. So I didn't make this up. I'm not that good. Source, script, and then story, which is the story of our life that we're referring to, and it's our future. When God created Adam, he gave him dominion over everything. He told him to rule and govern, build, create. And that's what Adam began to do. He was large and in charge. He was confident. He was fearless. He was productive. Because that's what was in his heart. And then one day, that all changed. And I'm reading in Genesis 3 and verse 8. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was," what? "I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, meaning God said, "Who told you that you were naked?" In other words, who talked to you? Who did you lend your ear to? Who deceived you? Who have you been listening to? I created you to have dominion, not to run and hide. I created you to rule, and now you're off course. You're not moving towards me. You're headed in the wrong direction. Who told you? See, this is what happens to any of us when wrong words enter our life and settle into our heart. They take our lives away from God's best and from God's plan. We move away from God's way, God's word, God's church. Rather than towards the things of God, we move away from the things of God. There's an old rhyme, "Sticks and stones may break my bones." Maybe as a kid you na-na-na-na-na to others, kids who were calling you names, and you said and you announced, "But words will never hurt me." And that's cool for a rhyme, but unfortunately it's not true. Words impact our lives. Words leave impressions on our heart. When the people of Israel were in slavery, God sent a messenger to a young man named Gideon, telling him to rise up. He said, be a leader. Go to lead X. Well, he said something like that, kind of. And by the way, the leadership void is not just an Old Testament thing. There's a leadership void today. Yes. Leadership void in our nation, our communities, and the church. Yes. I could talk a long time about that. But there was a big leadership void, and God came to Gideon by way of a messenger, and he said to him, I need you to rise up, and I need you to be a leader. And the first thing that Gideon told the messenger was that he said back to him, "God has abandoned us. That's why we're where we're at. God's abandoned us." And that's a lie that the enemy is still telling people when things don't go as they hope or they plan. Just this week, somebody told that to me. They cited how things have gone wrong in their life and in their marriage, and that's what they said. "God has abandoned me." That's an example of scripting. Gideon was living from a script. I don't know who all he heard say that. I don't know how many conversations he'd either been in or overheard where people were talking about being abandoned by God, but somehow he came up with it, and now it's on his heart. And he might have even said this many times himself, "God's abandoned us." But Jesus said something different. Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Come on, somebody ought to like really clap. This is talking about God's word. He said, I will be with you to the end. I like to say it like this. You know, the presence of problems doesn't mean the absence of God. What are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking about scripting. I'm talking about your parents said this. You were in the company of people that said that. You overheard something. You even began maybe to say something. But that doesn't mean it's true. It could be the scripting on your heart. And you might be living from it as if it's true. But that doesn't make it true. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I'm talking about how everyone lives from a script. I do, you do, we all live from a script that's on our heart. Let me continue that story. The second thing that Gideon told the messenger of God as he was being called into leadership was he said, the tribe I'm born into is the lesser of all the tribes. And I am the least of those in the tribe. In other words, somehow Gideon didn't see himself like God was seeing him. God's calling the leadership and he's saying, you got the wrong guy. I'm like the lowest tribe and then I'm the lowest of those in the tribe. What's he doing here? Why is he talking that way? Why is he responding? Because he's working from a script. A script of inadequacy. A script of inferiority. Insufficiency. And what you may not realize this weekend is that words began to have an impact on your life at a very young age. People said things to you, around you, and about you that left a lasting impression on you. I want to talk to you this weekend. I just want to please open up your heart. Should we repeat that? Should we say my heart's open one more time? Because you may not realize this. You may not even remember the words, but you internalize them, and they affect how you see yourself and others. Yes. And I think all of us would say that we've been made better by words spoken to us, around us, and about us. There have certainly been words that have encouraged us and taught us. Yes. Anybody with me on that? Words that have lifted us, spoke truth to us. But then there are those words that have caused people to have fears that they don't understand. Unexplainable, irrational fears. And they don't know. Like they don't know when they're having that moment of fear where that really comes from. Some people have a lot of self-doubt because of words that they heard, or words that got engraved on their heart. And now when someone says, hey, why don't you do this? Or, hey, how about helping us here? Or how about, they immediately, there's a rush of, I'm not good enough for that. I'm not capable of that. You don't know me. Yeah. And they go Gideon on. Because they don't think they're smart enough, good enough, capable of passing the test, getting the grade, going to college, having a career, being the person that they want to be. They cover that. They don't want people to know that. So we mask those kind of things. But if we really get honest, there are people who feel right now like failures because although they have had some success in their life, like they're workaholics now. They're overachievers because they're hungry for status or trying too hard to impress people right now because there's something inside of their heart. Am I talking truth? Talking about scripting. Scripting and steering. So the question is, what do we do to overcome the power of negative scripting, past and present? Like what do we do? If you're 18 years old right now, what do you do? If you're 46 years old, what can you do? If you're a male or female, if you're in a downtime or an uptime, what can you do right now with the power of negative scripting that first of all is already in your life from the past and secondly is coming at you every day, trying to move its way in and get inside of you? What do you do? Like, how can we make 2018 a year where we get in control of our scripting and our steering? Like how can we, like, when I thought about what am I going to talk about at the beginning of the year, it didn't take me long. I'm praying, I'm thinking, and I got into these verses that I'm sharing with you, and again, I'm going to get back to some of that in a minute, but I got really excited because I realized that there's nothing I can say to help people more to have a year of progress in your own life than this topic that I'm talking about right now. That this is it. Like, this is the big deal. So if you're ready to write some things down, let me give you some really clear things that you can do with past and ongoing scripting in your life. Number one, first of all, ask yourself, what is in you that's causing you to be who you are right now? What's in you that's causing you to be who you are? Now, you might, wouldn't tell me, but in your own heart, looking in the mirror, you might would say, you know what, I'm waking up pretty unmotivated every day. I'm actually pretty unhappy with my life. I'm mad at somebody. I'm maybe multiple people. But if you can say honestly, even to yourself, what kind of things are in your heart that you've allowed to linger and to be there, I mean, you might would say, you know, the honest truth is I don't want nobody to know this, but I'm dealing with jealousy. Like, I'm every time I see that person at work, like, oof, like there's an envy, like, they are here and I feel like I'm here and they got promoted and I didn't get promoted. There's like an envy there. You might would say, you know, honestly, there's an offense in my life, Pastor Kevin. And it happened when your wife, Pastor Sheila, thank you, babe, for taking it tonight. It wasn't Pastor Kevin, of course. But when she did this, then I've never really got over that. I mean, I don't know who it is or what it was, but if you could just get honest. The psalmist said in Psalms 19 and 14, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. He's praying a prayer that I think all of us would benefit from praying. Like, God, may the words of my mouth and the deep things of my heart, because they are connected, the scripting of my heart, God, may it be pleasing to you, O Lord. I just think that's the first thing that we can all do when it comes to scripting is like, go there in our own heart. Let me ask you a question. These are just samples, but what's in your scripting towards people in positions of authority in your life? What's in your scripting? Do you have a hard time trusting people in authority? And If so, could that be causing issues for you? Could it be something you've always struggled with? School teachers, coaches, managers. Don't get mad at me, I'm just asking. Is it possible that you have been seen as being uncoachable? Because you've just had a hard time with authority and taking orders from people that does something swell up in you like, well, who are you to tell me? Like, I'm just as good at you. Do you see it sort of in that way? And is that impacting? Are you working from a script, in other words, that's held you back and is going to continue to hold you back unless you change the script? What's your scripting about giving? Does your script tell you to, like, no, like, I know they say that the Bible this, but does it tell you don't need to give or have a giving plan? Like, that kind of lingo, like, do you, like, kind of, you know, curl up, like, been out of shape a little bit? And the question is, how might that be affecting your life? Is this a fair question? Is there something scripted that somewhere you equated that thought of giving with something bad instead of scripture that on and repeatedly, like, and I could quote them and many of you could as well, given it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. God wants me to be a giver. God wants me to be generous. Like, is there stuff on your heart that is scripted there? And do you want it to stay? Like, how's that working for you? Do you have a script that causes you to expect people to reject you? Like, even before they do. Because you've been rejected. And so do you, like, does that come out in you in relationship? Like, well, I know someday you're going to turn your back on me, and I know someday it's just a matter of time. Is that the script? And I guess the reason I'm hitting a few things like right now is to try to get you thinking, because it's kind of like a doctor who can diagnose something, and if they don't diagnose it properly, they will treat it wrongly. But if they can diagnose it accurately, now they can treat it properly. Right? So again, I'm here to help you. I'm here to bring some thoughts up, but really I want to encourage you to realize it's to your benefit to look at what is coming out of you and what it might indicate in the scripting right now that's in your heart. And then next, I want to encourage you to start now to guard your heart. It's one thing to deal with past scripting that's already there. It's another thing to realize I got to start right now. Like, I got to start by stopping whatever flow of wrong conversations that I'm a part of right now. And the Bible says, above all else, guard your heart. Everything you do flows out of it, right? So the world tells us that it's okay to speak negative about one another. Newspapers, magazines, social media, television, like, it's everywhere, right? And media makes millions of dollars, actually, exploiting misfortunes of people and failures of people. So we're so ingrained, and especially the younger you are, you're so ingrained with and brainwashed into believing that it's okay. Like, it's okay to just criticize people, hate on people, tear people down. But the Bible teaches us that our conversations are to be used to build people up, not tear people down. Everybody okay? Everybody okay? Everybody good? See, if you're part of conversations that are critical, gossipy, you know, where there's an exchange of conversations that is laced with innuendos and sarcasm and pointing out the wrong in other people. Like if you're having lunch with people like that, you know, once, twice, five times a week, whatever. Like you can start a new scripting in your heart by stopping the flow of these kind of conversations in your life. And it's not someone else's responsibility to protect your heart. It's up to you. I mean, you wouldn't let a garbage truck back up to your front door and dump garbage in your living room, right? So don't let people dump verbal garbage on you. Like, put a stop to it. Another thing you can do is decide how you want to use the power of your words. On a day-to-day basis, we all tend to forget or underestimate the power of our words. But hopefully, we all know somewhere deep within us that words are more than sounds, more than language, that our words have incredibly creative power. And so my question is, have you decided how you want to use the power of your words? Everybody's got words. How do you want to use yours? And I'm not asking you if you're doing a good job of it. I'm not asking you if you're in complete control of your tongue. I don't know that any of us are. I'm just asking you, how do you want to use your words? Like, have you decided? Like, is it a decision you have really made? Let me show you a few scriptures. Proverbs 12:18. This might help you make a decision. It says, some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing. So it's like, which side of the fence do you want to be on? Do I want to be a cutter? Plenty of those around. Or do I want to be a healer? Proverbs 11:12 says, it is foolish to belittle a neighbor. A person with good sense remains silent. Wow. That's not easy to do. Come on, can I get an amen? Like, that's not easy to do. And I've not always and don't always get this right. My wife calls me a great debater. She's right. I love debate class in school. And it's really easy if you're good with words just to like go at people that maybe aren't quite as skilled. And I don't get that right all the time. That social media is a big challenge for me because, like, I want to weigh in, and then I got to remind myself I'm the pastor. I'm the pastor, because pastors have opinions too, right? But I could hinder what God wants to do through me. Ephesians 4:29 says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Which, I'm just asking, how do you want to use your word? Like, on one side, you've got this option, unwholesome talk. I guess you go a lot of ways with that, but I think we all understand. Like, is that your choice? Is that the way you want to live your life? You think that's going to get you where you really want to go? Or do you want to go to the opposite side and use your words to build people up and encourage people. I hope you want to encourage people. I hope you want to encourage yourself and those around you. And making a decision that that's what you want to do with your words is really a powerful part of getting a new script going in your heart. So one way that you can script and steer your way to a better life is just decide how you'll use and not use the power of your words. When you talk to your spouse, when you talk to your children, to your coworkers, we all have a choice we can make. We're going to put down or we're going to lift up. Are we going to complain about problems or help solve problems? Come on, are we going to be critical or are we going to be encouraging? Okay, I'm on the landing here. I'm landing this plane. But I want to go back and talk about this last part and just refer back to what this message is really all about. So the last thing I would say that you can do about scripting and steering is you can use your tongue like a pen and a steering wheel. And I want to go back and I want to review this because this is the concept that we're working on in this series, right? We're being intentional to replace old scripting, the words are left on our heart, and Psalm 45:1 was my text I started with last weekend, where the psalmist said, my heart is stirred by a noble theme. My heart is, I want to be stirred by the noble themes of life. Right? That's what I want to be in my heart. But he says this, notice the second line, which I haven't talked about yet. As I do what? As I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. The theme of my heart is a product of what I'm reciting. One of the best things you can do is recite verses. I can do all things. You might have heard you're never going to amount to anything, but there's something that will counter that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My heart is stirred by a noble theme. Want to stir your heart with a noble theme? Recite some verses. Recite some quotes based on. It doesn't all have to be a scripture. There's a lot of good words and quotes based on verses, where you can speak words of faith and affirmation and words of hope and words of encouragement. And when you're doing that, what are you doing? You're using your word like a pen. You're using your word like a pen to write new scripting in your heart. Wow, 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 wow. And that's one of the visuals. And the other one is use your words like a steering wheel to give direction to your life. James 3 and 5 is where this came from. A small rudder on a huge ship in the hands of a skilled captain sets a course in the face of the strongest winds. No matter what's going on in your life, like there's a way you can steer and stay on course. Somebody say, stay on course. Come on, say it again, stay on course. I just really believe I'm helping some people. I really believe there's some of you that are never going to be the same. And it's not just words, but this is coming to you in a new and fresh way in your life, and you're taking it to heart, and scripting and steering is going to be with you forever. Like, I really believe that. I really believe that. That the power of your words, the power of your words is going to be activated in your life. Like now, like it's starting now. Like maybe even you've heard this talked about, but there's something fresh and new that God's doing through His Word right now, and it's getting into your mind, it's getting into your soul, and you're saying, "Oh man, this is real. Like, this is not just made up. This is not just something Pastor Kevin says. This is something straight from God's Word for my life." That I can script and I can steer and I can script and I can steer and I can go into God's best for my life and my future no matter what the winds and the opposition and the storms of life throw at me, because I am scripting and I am steering. I am scripting and I am steering and I am scripting and I am steering. Come on, I am scripting and I am steering. Wow. Do you receive it? Shout amen. Yeah. Come on, you receive it. Shout, I got it.
Thank you for listening today. We hope that you enjoyed today's teaching. If you'd like to help support this podcast, give today and help spread messages all over the world. Download our app and select give, or go to cc.church/give. Thanks and have a great week.